Good afternoon.
Hey, Tom, there's a train of thought that suggests that there's always a big improvement between week one and week two in the NFL, or in college, for that matter, too. Considering, you know, you guys had a very short turnaround between your first and second game, would you expect, if you agree with that premise, that there might be a bigger improvement from the Jets game to here than we saw from game one to game two?
Well, last week we didn't get to work on many fundamentals or techniques in practice. So, you know, you go out and you execute in the first week like we did against Buffalo. And then it was a quick turnaround playing on Thursday night. So there's probably things we probably wish we would have practiced, but didn't really have an opportunity to. So coach talks about improving and these weeks really being about improvement, trying to be a better football team. So we're trying to do that. We got off to a good start today.
How much can that extended period actually really help you guys having the 10 days off and working on, I guess, getting better from those first 2 games?
Well, everyone got, you know, probably a little extra rest, which is always important during the football season. But we got back to work on Monday. We had a good practice, worked against each other quite a bit, and then today really got into Tampa and tried to understand what they do well. And we had a chance to practice against them. It wasn't long ago, a month ago, which was good experience. So hopefully that'll pay off in the game also. But it's a very good football team, and you know they're 2 plays away from being 2-0. They very good defense. I have a lot of respect for a lot of those guys. Some of the best guys we'll play against in the league: Darrell Revis and Mark Barron and Deshaun Goldson, who's one of my favorite players. So
why?
Yeah. Because if I were safety, I'd try to play like him. He's a great player. I played against him last year. I always kind of watched him, as a 49er, and he got his opportunity there after a few years in San Francisco and took advantage of his opportunity. It was a big part of the reason why that defense was so good last year, and then now he's playing for Tampa. So he's already made a big impact. He's a very good player, and practicing against him, you see why.
Did you hear the news today? He initially been suspended. They overturned that. Were you aware of that coming up?
Yeah, Coach let us know. They obviously didn't ask me. I didn't get to weigh in. So.
What can you take from, you mentioned the joint practices with Tampa, and I know, schematically things were really vanilla then, but what can you take from those joint practices heading into the game?
Well, there were good practices early in the year for us because the training camp and getting through those and really seeing how you match up against another team was important. You know, what they'll do this week, how much will be carryover, I don't know. You know, we'll just have to wait and see. But, we have a lot of stuff on film, and you see a lot of matchups and things like that. How we get open versus their guys, most specifically, that's probably what we worked on most during those particular days. But the actual game plan, we have our own game plan. That wasn't really a game plan week. That was just more, let's just throw the Patriot offense against the Tampa defense, and they'll game plan against us too. So based on what they think they need to attack after the first couple weeks. So it'll be a good game. It'll be a fun game. I think, I think a lot of this defense, so we got to play a lot better than we played the first 2 weeks. We got to go out there and, like I said, we got off to a good start in practice today, and hopefully we can carry it over in the game.
Tom, a lot of, people saw what happened in week two played over and over again, some of the things that happened on the sidelines.
What happened?
Yeah. How important was it for you to get to practice, to get back with those guys, and just kind of, be on the same page with them and kind of talk through what you went through and take it towards the practice field into this team this week?
Yeah, there's constant communication. So I think there's a lot of trust that's built up in the quarterback receiver group. I said after the game, the burden's on all of us. It's not the receiver position. It's the quarterback position, most importantly. That's what I need to focus on. So, the better I am out there, the better we're going to be as an offense. So I got to focus on doing my job as best I can.
Also, in preseason, the offensive line wasn't together a whole lot. Is it all kind of trying to mesh together now, the whole group?
Yeah, and that's – yeah, certainly, and I think that takes time together. Even though those guys have played together quite a bit, it's a new year, and when you take off football for 7 months and the pads are off, and you try to kind of implement new new things that you talk about over the course of the offseason, new strategies, new plays. You know, you have to fit those things and see how they fit against another team. So I think from our standpoint, we're still working hard to everyone to get on the same page. The offensive line, there's no group that works as one as those five guys on the offensive line. The more those guys can work together, you know, the better they're going to be. And that's all anticipation. That's a lot of trust and trusting that the guy next to you is going to be able to do his job. So, I mean, that's one of the real strengths of our team, one of the real strengths of our offense. We got a really good group up there. So hopefully we can, you know, start doing some things at quarterback, running back, tight end, receiver to help those guys out.
I know it's only been two games, but are they using Darrell the same way? Does he look like the same shutdown corner he did in New York?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's been many balls caught on him in these 2 weeks. He didn't play the whole game against the Jets. He played pretty much the whole game against the Saints, and I mean, he looks like the same guy to me. He's just, there's nothing negative about his playing style. There's really nothing negative about his skill set. He can really do it all. He's fast, he's quick, he matches up against small guys, matches up against big guys. He's really long, he's really strong, he's patient. You know, there's some guys you really guess all the time, and sometimes they guess wrong. He never guesses wrong. He's smart, he sees the whole field. I mean, I've never played against anyone as good as him. He's as good as there is, you know, that I've ever played against. So you just have to be careful when you throw his way, because you know he's going to be close. There's no one that's going to be wide open. You just got to make sure you put the ball in a position where another receiver can catch it.
There's no testing his knee. You don't look at it that, like that at all. Right?
No, it looks pretty good to me. I mean, he looks pretty good out there, and he's looks like he's doing all the stuff that he always used to do when we played against the Jets.
If we just somebody else, who would be on your short list of guys in that same conversation 3 years ago? You went against Taiwa on a daily basis for a period of time, Woodson over the years, Champ Bailey.
Yeah.
He's on your short list.
Yeah, Ty was a great player. We played a lot of zone with Ty, and Ty always had a great feel. I remember him intercepting me a lot of times in practice. Just how did he see that or get to that ball? Or, you know, he had such great field vision. That's what it is about those guys in the secondary. There are certain corners that are really man-to-man corners. And you know, like the Jets over the last few years with Revis and Cromartie, they just put those guys on one particular guy and they say, take the ball away, and that's what they do a good job of. So, you know, Darrell's been a great man-to-man corner. They're probably playing a little more zone now than what he used to play. I mean, there's some great corners I've been able to play against, Champ Bailey and Patrick Surtain, and that goes back a few years. But, yeah, Charles Woodson, I mean, I love the way he plays the game still. But, you know, Darrell's, you know, certainly at the top.
Tom, you mentioned the word trust. What does it take for a receiver to earn your trust in them?
Well, it goes both ways. It's them trusting me that I'm going to put the ball in position for them to catch it and not get hit so that they can, you know, do things full speed and not worry about, you know, if I'm throwing them into something. So they're it's just a lot of work. It's just a lot of work. It's just a lot of repetition. It's a lot of communication, practice field, and all these things that we do in practice through walkthroughs, through meetings and so forth. Hopefully they pay off. But, you know, you just got to put the work in and you got to put the time in. And, you know, we've been doing certainly a lot of that. I can't remember a year where we spent as much time together as we've spent since the spring. And, you know, it's going to pay off at some point. And like I said after the game, hopefully the burden of our offense doesn't fall on one position, and it can't fall on just the receiver position or just the tight end position or just the quarterback position. It's the whole offense, and there's 11 players that have to contribute, and who's ever out there has to be able to do their job. And each play we're trying to attack something differently, and when your number's called, you have to be prepared. You have to be able to make the plays, and you know, that's why you're on the team, to help us win games. And the more guys that we have that are capable of doing that, you know, the better offense we're going to be.
Tom, what have you noticed in terms of Rob Gronkowski's just progress, being able to do more in terms of you guys working together out on the practice field?
Yeah, I mean, it's great to have him out there. I mean, it's fun to see him out there running around being a part of our offense. So whenever he's back, you know, healthy enough to play, and that decision's not up to me, you know, who knows when it's going to be. Hopefully it's, you know, the sooner better, sooner rather than later.
How about with a guy like that? Like, is that, obviously you can't just turn the switch and just be back to where, let's say, you were after a long time practicing together, but how much does what you've built in the past help you sort of get back to at least partly there?
Yeah, that helps. I mean, you certainly draw on some experiences, and he and I have thrown a ton of balls together. It's probably just more for him trying to understand, get his football legs back. There's nothing you can do to duplicate an NFL football season. You can't, for the training for it, it's just, you have an off-season conditioning program and you train hard, but there's nothing like training camp. There's nothing like a real NFL game. That's when you know how prepared you are, how prepared your body is. So, I mean, I think that's what you try to simulate in practice, but ultimately what comes up in the game, it's a faster speed. You're on the clock on every single play. Decisions are really quick, and the stakes are at the highest. So you have to try to condition your body and your mind for that. And nobody can just, you know, just show up and do that. That takes. That's why we train really hard. That's why we practice in the spring. We have 25 practices through training camp so that we can be as prepared as possible. But I always said you don't know what type of team you're going to be for another few months, so we still got a long way to go, and you know, everyone's got to take that time to get themselves playing their very, very best.
Tom, you've been a pretty strong leader on this team for a while now. Were you any different this week, practicing more vocal, anymore assertive, any different about this week, having the extra time as well?
Yeah, I try to be pretty consistent. I think at this point, just trying to be my normal self, which can be not always the most patient, as I've said in the past. But I think there's a real urgency to what we do here, and this is not tiddlywinks. You know, this is real football, and this is a real job, and we're held accountable every single day for what we do. So I think just trying to convey that message to everybody, and not, you know, so that everybody knows that this is about winning football games, and we're doing our best to do it. And, that's why we work hard. That's why you make the commitments you make to the players that you play with, so that, you know, we can go out and win, try to win on a consistent basis.
Tom,
last question. Thanks, Stace. Read my mind.
In terms of preparation, is it better for you not to have an expectation about Rob Gronkowski playing or not playing?
I just assume he's not playing until they tell me, you know, that he's going to play. So, I mean, we've dealt with them injured for, a lot of last season too. So, you know, you just don't want to – I think we know how to play without him. You know, it'll be a nice little influx of a really rare talent when he gets back. So, I mean, I love having him on the field with me. I love working with him. He's been great to work with since the day he got here. So, whenever he's back on the game field, it will be exciting for all of us. Thank you.